Just over 2 weeks since the big vote in the United States, Donald Trump has nominated Pam Bondi as his new pick for Attorney General, hours after Matt Gaetz pulled out. She was Attorney General in Florida, a vocal critic of criminal cases taken against the president-elect, and the latest of his close allies to be nominated for his cabinet. Matt Gaetz's decision comes a day after he met with Republican senators on Capitol Hill and as he faced scrutiny over sexual misconduct allegations. Republicans on the House Ethics Committee had decided on Wednesday not to release the results of their investigation into Gaetz. Jackie Fox is with us. She's our reporter and co-host of the States of Mind podcast. Jackie, good morning. Who is Pam Bondi?
Yeah, things move quickly in Trump world, Gavin. Pam Bondi, she's less known nationally than Matt Gaetz. She doesn't have his political baggage, but she is a huge Trump supporter. She served on Donald Trump's legal team during his first impeachment, has worked for a right-wing think tank, and probably most notably, she has also served as state attorney general in Florida. She's also close to Susie Wiles, who's the incoming White House chief of staff. And the pick does add some gender balance to Donald Trump's cabinet, which is predominantly white male. And if she's confirmed, she'll be the first female attorney general in the US.
So tell us more about what happened to Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, so the allegations of sexual misconduct surrounding Matt Gaetz, including sex trafficking and drug use, were drawing much scrutiny, or they were a distraction, as he put it, as he denied any wrongdoing. There was an effort, as you said, to stop a House report into these allegations being published. And while we weren't sure if it was going to be released, there was a drip feed of information coming from it. And it was probably only a matter of time before it was leaked to the media. So it looks like his nomination for Attorney General ran into problems with some Republican senators who seemed reluctant to confirm him over these allegations, especially worries over Matt Gaetz running a Justice Department that once investigated him. And we know that, you know, Trump doesn't like prolonged bad press either. So from the outset, Donald Trump nominating Matt Gaetz, it was a test of his power over the Republican Party and the new Senate Majority Leader, John Thune. And it might show that they won't be taken for a ride.
So what happens to Gaetz now?
We don't know, Gavin. He said in a statement he'll remain fully committed to Donald Trump. Matt Gaetz, he resigned from Congress, and that applies both to his current term but also his the new term. But I doubt he'll be out of the spotlight.
Are any of Donald Trump's other picks likely to run into problems?
Well, the issue over Matt Gaetz, it has served as a distraction to Donald Trump's other cabinet choices. So Gaetz's withdrawal raises questions whether it'll embolden Senate Republicans to challenge other controversial picks like Pete Hegseth for defense secretary. He also faces sexual misconduct allegations. They stem from an encounter in 2017, which he says were consensual. And he's been in Capitol Hill this week with Vice President-elect J.D. Vance with the hope of wooing members of Congress. And of course, Robert F. Kennedy, selected for Health and Human Services, who is known as a vaccine skeptic and conspiracy theorist, he could run into problems. So could former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard, who has been accused of amplifying Russian propaganda.
And there are more big jobs to fill, yes?
Yes, absolutely. The big one is Treasury Secretary. We're still waiting on that. Two frontrunners, Apollo Global Management co-founder Mark Rowan and Kevin Warsh. He's a former member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. And everyone is watching and waiting for this one because they may be the person imposing an aggressive tariff policy meant to shake up global trade while also trying to keep financial markets calm.
So far, Jackie, does his choice of cabinet suggest that he meant what he said when he was campaigning?
It does. So three members of his criminal defence team have been nominated for top roles in the Justice Department, showing Donald Trump's desire to have a pipeline directly to that department. Donald Trump himself has been the subject, we know, of multiple Justice Department investigations. And he said on the campaign trail that those prosecutions were politically motivated and that if he was returned to the White House, he would use the department to go after political enemies. And for Donald Trump, Matt Gaetz was that strong ally in the Justice Department to do just that. And now he is just he has a different Florida loyalist, Pam Bondi. She'll probably do the same. She has stood by Donald Trump's side during his criminal trial in New York and has indicated that she thought the election was stolen from him in 2020. So if confirmed, she will be the one tasked with defending some of Trump's most controversial policies like immigration and will be expected to help end the two federal cases against him. That's if they don't wind up before that.
Jackie, thank you. That's our reporter, Jackie Fox, who's also presenter of the States of Mind podcast.